You like that sound?
Yeah, I do.
What about when it wakes you up in the morning? Do you like it then?
Does it wake you up
it
in the morning?
It does.
That precise one?
That specific
one?
No,
no, no.
Go ahead.
Best fall ever? Yes. At least the weather, it's the best. Leaves look like stained glass when the sun's going down. In the blinged out forest, I smile. Best fall ever? At least until next year.
It's a beautiful day in the Gulch. We're out here on the south side of town getting a fire going. And how do you feel about the way the fire's going right now, Steve? Are you confident about this?
I'm confident in Zach getting it started.
Thank you.
Oh, I already see smoke.
Yeah, I'm confident.
The kindling looks good.
Yeah.
Zach, do you have a fire building pedigree?
Not really.
Look at that.
I mean, a little bit, but I'm not the best at it. I'm having good luck tonight, though.
It's been dry. That's helpful, I've heard.
I always think I know, and then I try to start it, and it takes me like 15 minutes, but we're in good shape here, it looks like.
One time I was at Zach's, and he spent about 2 hours trying to light a giant pile of brush on fire, it was too wet.
Yeah. I've since gotten a flamethrower, though, which makes that a lot easier.
You've since gotten a flamethrower?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For what purpose did you get a flamethrower?
Just for messing around or whatever, you know?
Did you buy it from Elon Musk?
No, it's actually like a garden. Use it to like kill weeds, you know, or whatever.
Look,
but
I just burn hair.
Like a controlled burn.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Wait, so they sell like those? Is it has like a pack that you wear on your back and like a tube and a gun?
Dude, I wish. No. What it's just guys. It's like a propane tank, you know. You have to tote it around with it, and there's a hose with a like a. That part's like a gun, the flamethrower part's like a gun.
Yeah, I guess just from playing video games, I always felt like a flamethrower was like a significantly deadly weapon that people use.
Yeah, dude.
But I think it's mostly for purposes like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd always get one like 3/4 of the way through the game, you know?
Yeah, like it was an awesome weapon, but in reality, if someone was brandishing a flamethrower at you, all you would do,
shoot him.
Walk away.
Step aside.
Yeah.
Take one step to your left. Yeah. You're good. Walk away.
And then shoot him with a gun.
You would shoot him with a gun, Alex?
No, maybe in the leg.
A non-fatal wound.
Yeah. No, I'd hit
shoot the pack.
Yeah, the pack. Bad move. And then it would just light them on fire, and then they would just die. They would just burn to death.
Yeah, it seems like such an impractical weapon.
This is looking good.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I like this. I like the pyramid method you have.
Yeah.
Here, I'm just going to pour this on it.
There you go, Mark.
So, we're here at Mark's house with rock band Jackie Boy. Well, that killed the mood.
No.
Jackie Boy. You guys ever see how like 20-year-olds on Instagram, when they have a band, they'll do like member introductions?
No, I haven't. What do you
on Instagram?
Yeah,
on Instagram.
Like they'll be like,
oh,
they'll be like,
oh, oh,
oh, here's Mark. He's our bassist.
Oh,
he loves XYZ.
Interesting.
Yeah, or like when a TikTok band tries to blow up, and they'll be like, guess who our drummer is. And they have all the members play something on the drums.
Interesting.
Yeah, you guys should get into that.
You guys ever make a TikTok?
I've been on TikTok.
I shouldn't have put that there.
I
killed the one.
Like lately, I'll just get stoned, and then I'll just be on TikTok for 2 hours straight at night, and until my phone dies, and then. But I've been seeing a lot of bands promoting on TikTok, and most of it is pretty questionable.
Is the scrolling until your phone dies, is that a feature? Is that like a self-destruct button so you can stop being on TikTok. You know what I mean?
No, my phone is just old and the battery's shitty.
Oh, so even when it's plugged in?
I don't have a long enough charger.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Damn, I left my charger in LA, so I had to get another one.
Oh, so this is, you're talking about what you've been doing in the past, like, five days.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's really interesting information.
You should write a song called I Left My Charger in L.A. Sounds like a country song.
Yeah, your Dodge Charger.
In L.A.
All right.
So how are we feeling about this, Zach?
Okay, it was looking really good.
Oh, it's okay.
And then it wasn't. Now it is again. Okay. I think we've got it.
This is.
I left my charger.
One time, I camped at Lake Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably my second time camping ever, which camping sucks.
Interesting.
Hot take.
I think.
But I think that's a medium take. I think you either love camping or
it's,
hate it.
Yeah, it's really just one of the most. I mean, people love it. You I know, think if I'm you love it, that's cool. I don't enjoy it. I get about 1 to 2 hours of sleep, and I'm waking up every 10 minutes.
Yeah, the actual sleeping's definitely my least favorite part.
Yeah. I woke up to a tree falling.
What? I've had that happen before. Close that's by. Terrifying.
But we...
look at this fire,
we
y'all.
Yeah, this is it.
We made the We're fire. And then we put hand over it, you know, at night when we went to bed. And then, like, in the morning, we were trying to start a fire again and couldn't get it. It was, like, windy. And then I dug up one of the logs from the night before, and it was still smoldering. And then we started a fire. I was like kicking it towards the water to put it out, and then I was like, I should just use this to start another fire, and it worked.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Fire starter. I'm a fire starter.
But, and then, yeah, we were over here the other day, and we were using this thing, and then Mark just poured water on it, and then the next morning I got up and it was just like barely any ash at the bottom. It was mm-hmm. like, damn, this is burning all night. That's probably not a good thing. But
oops.
Why do you only medium like camping, Alex?
I think for similar reasons that Steve just explained. You know, I like being outside, but I don't have to be there all night.
If you could camp without having to sleep in a tent, like, overnight, like, camping is cool, for sure.
Just right? Hanging out outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically what we're doing. Minus, you know, but then you could just go home and sleep in your bed. All right, get this.
Get it close. It's fun to wake up. It's fun to, like... It's fun to, like, wake up at, like, 6 a.m. or something and watch the sunrise in the woods. And
yeah,
be like, I'm still here.
You only slept for half an hour. It's total.
But you've got all those bug bites on you. And you're
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's
where you're afraid to poop. And how are you going to enjoy the sun then?
The poop thing.
Now, this is a warm fire.
I was going to ask, have you ever had to deal with such a conundrum as not torching the recording device?
No, this is all, this is all new. And this is the most guests we've had on the podcast in a long time, too.
This thing is probably flammable.
It's probably extremely flammable. Like, and all of the hair that it's weirdly accumulated is, like, mad flammable.
We gotta be careful.
So, we'll be careful.
Yeah, so what, do you guys like camping?
I hate camping.
Really?
I hate it.
Really?
I'm with you. I'm medium.
Really?
Yeah. I'm medium.
Yeah. Medium-like. Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, I'll do it, but I don't seek it out.
I will tolerate camping. Like, if it's, like, a date or
something I'll like put it up with it.
Yeah, that's you're on some lemonade like shit.
Just act like it's like, yeah, cool, yeah, that would be cool. I think that would be like pretty sick. Like meanwhile just dreading it, and
it's like that Lemonhead song.
Oh yeah, outdoor yeah.
Type. Yeah, yeah. I lied about being the outdoor type.
Yeah.
He lies about liking going camping just to hang out with a girl.
Yeah.
I like camping, and even the stuff I just whined about, that's actually why I like camping.
You gotta kind of be a masochist.
Yeah, because then you're like, you're delaying your gratification, because then when you go home and sleep in your normal bed, it's awesome. Yeah, this you guys nailed the fire.
Dude, yeah, this fire is all back up. Let me take a picture of this fire.
What was I gonna say?
I'm gonna have to move around with the microphone.
Some people are like, oh, I'm sorry, Steve, continue.
It's just, you know, when you go camping, and normally planning on, you know, camping the night, it's like the next day is just shot because you're just going to be tired the whole day.
That's a good point.
And you know.
That's one ding, one valid ding against camping.
But if you take a nap in a hammock in like the middle of the day, or like on a blanket by the water or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tasty nap.
Yes.
Absolutely. And it'll be easier for you to take the nap if you only slept a few hours the night before.
Yeah.
But it's a bad trade-off.
Also, what's the problem with your next day being shot? Like, do you go camping the next day before you have a big interview or something?
I don't sleep well, and then the whole day I'm like fighting against being tired the whole day. I'm drinking coffee and energy drinks, and it's just like but I'm just tired all day.
Do you bring the energy drinks? Do you bring them in your backpack?
Well, I've only been twice camping.
And did you bring energy drinks in your backpack?
No. No, cuz the idea is like, oh, we're going to bring like water to boil and instant coffee, and it's like part of the whole, you know, experience is to rough it. But it's just like, I would just rather go leave and get some coffee afterwards. This is an interesting thing. The first time I went camping was the night after I lost my virginity. So I lost my virginity, and then the next night I camped for the first time in
my
life.
Was it the same girl?
No, though. This is with different people.
Oh,
Alex got popped.
You got scorched.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, we're
so by comparison to having sex for the first time, I think camping is
which was
a lot
more uncomfortable. Yeah, that's a good question.
Definitely the camping. I also got sick from smoking cigars when I was camping too. It's pretty funny.
Cigarillos.
Oh man.
Wait, yes. They were cigarillos, or they were like the big fat cigars.
I forget, but
that's so funny.
Yo, had you
smoked a cigar before?
Yes.
Okay.
But
you smoked a lot of.
I had too much cigar that night. I was drunk on cigar.
You're on cigar.
I was on cigar though.
And Mark brought up a good point last time. There's no smoke. Like, you notice there's no smoke.
Is it because of the pit?
I think so.
Get in the pit.
What kind
and
of
love
pit
somebody.
Is,
what kind of pit is this?
It's a solo stove.
Oh, what?
It's a solo stove.
What is a solo stove?
Well, it's a smokeless fire pit's what it is. Yeah. See, I don't know how it actually works, but the air circulates from... See, there's an array of holes at the bottom here, and then at the top. That's all I know about it, though.
Yeah.
And I also know that there's no smoke.
Also, just have to say this out loud. Don't touch the solo stove.
Don't.
There's people that think that the outside is just fine.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So you...
Yeah, like you don't put your...
Oh,
yeah.
Like, oh, you'll melt your feet.
Yeah.
It's, you probably shouldn't be looking at it either.
Yeah. Look away. It looks like, when you look at it from the top, well,
it's not as much now as the fire is dying down, but when it was raging, it looked kind of like pool water. How, like, the...
Well, yeah, if you look at the hole specifically, you can see a little swirling. Sometimes.
Yeah, like, yeah, it swirls. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, jets. Look at this. Look.
Yeah, get in real close.
Yeah. Isn't this cool to look at?
Oh, you're making fun of our listeners? Yeah.
Yeah, I did that last time, too. I made a reference it. Something we were looking at. It was just like, it means nothing.
I mean, we were watching TV.
Oh, no, this is another podcast.
Oh,
you're on a different podcast?
Jared and Mike's podcast.
What were you talking
Unspoken
about?
Unspoken Requests.
Heard of it.
I forget. I don't know.
I remember. Yeah, I remember
time,
that.
Last time we were on a podcast, Zach was talking about coming into marinara sauce.
What?
Well, you're talking about that on Unspoken Requests?
Yeah, but, well, Mike has a twisted mind, as we all know. I was taught using the phrase I came into, as in I acquired something.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be that I acquired a thing of marinara sauce, but the way that I phrased it, and he was right on it, too.
Yeah.
I should have known better.
But how did you come into a thing of marinara sauce?
Well, I didn't. Well, which meaning?
I mean, like how do you just acquire a random thing of marinara sauce?
I think wherever I ordered it from, they just like, maybe they gave it to me for free. I didn't ask. It was unsolicited.
Yeah.
Marinara sauce is what it was.
We were all ranking what our favorite sauce was when we got pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese, marinara, garlic, or ranch.
What's yours? Or are you... You don't want to rehash it?
Yeah, we don't have to rehash it, but...
Well, me and Alex...
That was the context of Zach coming in a...
I see.
I like that we're rehashing this because this offers concrete clarification as to the true meaning of the, what happened with that marinara sauce.
Clear it up.
I'm going to say, I think, it depends on the place. Buchetto's has amazing ranch.
It's the best ranch.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah, it's Buchetto's
ranch is
phenomenal.
House ranch is so good.
Yeah, it's like, so I get their salad and a pizza, yep. And then I'd spend, you know, just use a little bit on the salad, spend the rest on my pizza. Yeah.
When I was living with Harry and Ellie, we would get like some medium, each get our own like small pizza with breadsticks and each get a ranch, and it was the best. It's so good. Yeah, hands down.
What about you, Alex?
I just ate a Trailhead pizza tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had Trailhead.
I like Trailhead.
Trailhead pizza?
A character.
Yeah.
Well, I got some tonight, and I thought that the buttermilk ranch that they have, they make in-house, it was delicious. And I did the same thing where I got the salad, and I used the extra on my pizza. I didn't even have to ask for any ranch for my pizza, because I saved it from the salad.
Yeah, I feel like if you say your ranch is buttermilk ranch, that's like a little bit of extra pizzazz that entices me.
I don't know if it was buttermilk, but I said buttermilk. What is buttermilk? I don't know what is buttermilk.
Oh, don't.
Who can say? Who can say what it is?
Kaler is really picky. Our friend Kaler is really picky about about getting ranch from a restaurant because he really dislikes store-bought ranch.
Yeah, like Hidden Valley or
he
something.
He can only eat ranch if it's house-made. and he can tell the difference, apparently.
I can just see him be like, excuse me, is your ranch house-made?
But it was things like that where I'd be like, dude, Kaler, who cares if it's house-made or not?
It definitely makes a difference.
Will you please cut it out with this?
It definitely makes a difference. I would never
don't
ask.
Don't bother this waitress with...
The waitress should know.
No, I know. I know it's a situation where I'm wrong, but it I don't know. It's funny. I don't know. Let's change the subject.
Well, I think I've talked about this before, but they say that, or I don't know if they say.
Hold on, I'm gonna get a beer.
By yourself. Should you grab me a few, Harvey?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Alex, I need a beer.
Oh! gates.
Yeah. Oh, you got
we
it.
We should get a band picture in front of the sample gate.
Thanks, Alex.
All right.
Yeah, and you guys should shake Herman Wells' hand too for good luck.
Here's a Modelo.
Thanks.
All right, what's everyone drinking?
You start.
All right.
Say your name and say what you're drinking.
And Steve, what you play in Jackie Boy.
I'm Steve. I play guitar and I sing, and I'm drinking a Vizzy Strawberry Orange 24-ounce hard seltzer.
Anything else you want to say about it?
It's supposed to prevent hangovers.
Huh.
And has vitamin C in it.
Does that work in your experience?
I don't know.
My name's Miles. I'm a fan and interviewer of Jackie Boy, and I'm drinking a Modelo.
Especial.
My name is Alex. I'm also a fan and interviewer of Jackie Boy. I'm drinking a Modelo Especial.
My name's Mark. I play drums in Jackie Boy, and I'm drinking a Modelo as well. Especial.
My name is Zach. I play guitar in Jackie Boy. I'm sipping on a Bell's Two Hearted, the finest beer of them all, if you ask me. I just spilled some on myself.
It's okay, we can start over.
Two Hearted is the best IPA. I agree.
Yeah, I feel confident when I order a Two Hearted at the bar. I know exactly what I'm in for.
Do you all like Gumball Head? What do you think of that?
I like Gumball Head. Do you?
Yeah, I like Two Hearted better.
Yeah, well, Two Hearted's better, but I'm a Gumball Head fan. Cheers.
You were saying it like maybe... You were saying like maybe you didn't like it.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no,
is it controversial? It.
No, I was just curious if you liked it or not.
I was thinking like the other day, I was like, I think I might like it more than Two Hearted because I maybe don't get as messed up if I if I drink it.
What about Upland Dragonfly, the official beer of B-Town?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
It is the official beer of Bloomington.
It's the first IPA I ever had.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, not a fan.
What's good, I'm just not always in the mood.
Yes.
You know when you drink like a hoppy beer and it makes you like want to spit a lot?
It dries out. It's cotton mouth.
Yeah.
That
kind of happens when I drink that
I guess
beer.
It's the opposite of cotton mouth. That was a bad...
I don't get that with IPAs.
Yeah, I don't get that unless I've drank too much and I'm about to throw up. That's the only time I feel that I have to spit a lot. Is if I'm about to throw up from drinking too much.
You spit out.
So maybe you've just been drinking too many IPAs.
Yeah.
That could be.
Well, like, on tour, do you guys drink IPAs?
No.
No. You probably stick to, like... Liquor?
Yeah, I'd say.
Tour?
Yeah.
I do. I drink IPAs on tour.
You drink IPAs on tour?
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, I try not to drink too much while I'm on. It's a bad habit to get into to just do every night. That's why it's nice to have some weed in the van.
Yeah, it's easy to do too. It's easy to if you're on like a longer tour drink those free beers every night.
Yeah,
it makes you feel like shit after a few days. Yeah.
See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, I could drink a lot of light beer all the time, but I don't know if I could spend like 2 weeks drinking IPAs all night.
Oh yeah.
But I could spend 2 weeks drinking like Bud Light or Miller Light or Modelo's or something all night.
Can I give my opinion on the worst beer?
Yeah, let's hear it.
What's the worst beer?
Hams is the worst
really?
Beer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a hot take.
I think it's a medium take. Yeah.
That's a medium take.
Alex, how come every time you say something and then I disagree with it, you start agreeing with me?
A weak mindset.
Cave under pressure.
No, you're an empath.
I'm an empath.
Well,
I don't have any. I don't have any emotional intelligence. I like to think that, because I kind of get what like. Because there have been a lot of times where I'm talking to someone
like about something that I like disagree with or dislike, and then they'll be like, oh well, I actually like it, or I do that thing, and then I'll be like, well, but you know, and I'll backpedal, and I like to think that that trait is like in the moment trying to keep an open mind and, you know, be try and not you know, be stubborn in the way that you think, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a people pleasing thing.
Yeah,
but also it could be like, oh, I just want to be open.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Which, you know, both maybe toe the line with each other.
Sometimes it'll just say like an opinion that you don't even fully like aren't even like convicted of.
I do
just
that.
In the moment, yeah. And then someone will like disagree or give their opinion, and then you're like, I don't even feel that strongly about my opinion to begin with. I just said it because I felt like expressing an opinion in that moment, you know.
Yeah. So like the camping thing, I think camping, someone said camping sucks, and I said that's a hot take. That is a hot take.
Yeah.
Because people love camping.
Yeah.
Now, hams.
Yeah.
I say is a hot take because people love hams. And also, I've had much worse beer, much worse beer than
like
hams.
What?
Cooks. Cooks is the worst beer. Have you ever drank
never
Cooks?
Even heard of that.
Yeah, because it's a fake beer that Big Red sells.
What about what about the one that's just like it's like just a brown can and it just says beer on it or something? What was the one? What is that? Like, and it says it's
like
beer
the,
time or something.
I'm like the
beer 30.
I'm like
oh,
the
beer
can.
30?
Is that what it is?
Is it beer 30?
I think so.
Like the
or
can
BRL?
The,
what is BRL?
BRL is Big Red's fake beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooks,
what do you mean by fake
BRL?
Beer?
I mean, it's their proprietary beer. Like, it's like you can only get it at Big Red. It's like brewed somewhere cheap.
Yeah,
like,
just a cheap old. Like, it's honestly probably just hams or like Stroh's or something that
another. That's another one.
Like
Stroh's.
Repurposed.
But I think the thing about people who love hams is they love it ironically.
I mean, people love PBR ironically.
Yeah. Well, I feel like with PBR, it's circled around. But I mean, but that's the point of like Steve's take is actually like grounding. Yeah, low flying plane. Is that what you're looking at, Alex?
I wasn't the only one looking. Mark was looking at it too.
So, when I first moved to Bloomington about 10 years ago, I was staying in a basement, a finished basement on the couch, and I was there for about 5 months. I definitely overstayed my welcome. I was not paying rent or utilities.
Well, you don't have to dox him.
It was members of the band Rodeo Ruby Love that I was in, and but I remember. Back then, Kroger would sell would sell 30 racks of hams for $9.99.
Wow.
And I would buy those and just fill up the basement fridge with a bunch of hams and just like drink that. And you know, we'd have it at practice or whatever. But it really is like a beer that you drink when you're like your body is young and you can like process it.
Yeah.
But now it just gives me a headache, makes me feel like shit. Rolling Rock does that too. And Rolling Rock's pretty bad as well.
I actually like Rolling
Miles
Rock.
Miles is a Rolling Rock guy.
Yeah, that's my favorite cheap beer.
Sometimes I'm coming over, I'll be like, you want me to bring any beer? And he says, yes,
Rolling Rock.
Yeah. He's like the only guy to ever say that to me.
Huh? Really?
I think.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think it's
with Kurt
just as good as like drinking like a Modelo or another light beer.
Nah, man, Modelo's
well, Modelo's
way
perfect.
Better.
But
do you got some limes?
Mark? I don't know. I'm sorry.
You have clementines.
I do, yeah.
I think that, like, you know, work. A Miller Lite, very similar.
Some cuties.
All right. You know. Let's try to transition the conversation off.
We were talking about beer a lot.
Yeah.
What should we talk about? Aliens, mummies.
Ooh. Well, we were hanging out today at Bryan Park.
Yeah.
Oh. Throwing around the football, hula hooping.
It was so fun.
Mark has a...
The trike!
The trike.
Yeah, we should talk about the trike. Here, hold this so Mark can talk about his trike.
Yo, well, let Steve finish. Steve wants to tell...
No, I was done.
No, let Steve did a feat. But we'll get to the feat. True.
What do you want me to say? Just like describe it, or the history.
Yeah,
tell like the one that you had before.
And also, people don't know what a trike is.
Yeah,
like,
tell them what it is.
Yeah, so
get some trike sounds.
Yeah, you stand up on it. It's got a central wheel and then two back wheels, and it's kind of like skiing, you know. But I had one when I was 15. I bought it. I didn't buy it. I got it for a birthday present right before I got my license. so it was kind of sitting in our garage for a long time, and then I brought it to college, and I had it my freshman year into my sophomore year. So that would have been 2011. And I would ride that thing around town all the time, just kind of zooming. And then I got super confident that no one, because there's kind of a learning curve with riding it properly.
Yeah.
So I would just,
that it's not a tricycle.
It's not a tricycle.
It's something that how would you describe what it looks like?
Oh man, we just have to post like pictures.
Like a large razor scooter with two legs. Two back legs,
one central. Yeah, and picture kind of skiing down a slope, kind of carving.
Is the driveway paved here?
We'll take it out. Okay. Yeah, we'll take it out.
Really confident on it, and then...
Well, I got really confident that you know, I never locked it up or took it inside, so I would leave it just standing. And the one that we currently have in the backyard right here is pretty small. I'm a taller fella.
I thought it looked a little small.
Yeah, the old one I had kind of fit me better. But yeah, during welcome week, somebody just totally stole it, and my buddy, like a week later, is like, yeah, I thought I saw a trike or something crazy looking at the dump. I've had it for a long time, but it was stolen. Yeah, it was stolen. I've been looking for trikes for 9 years, and I'm in a cover band for a show coming up next week, and we were practicing. Jawbreaker. Cover band. Yeah, so I was walking up to Romy's house, opened the door, and there's a trike. Right when I walked in, lost it. Yeah, offered money right on the spot. Just like,
It
was Dave Walters. His father found a trike just at a flea market and bought it for him and gave it to him, and I bought it off of him just on the spot because I've been looking for one. Because in past tours, you know, the company was based out in California, so there was tons of them out there, but I never wanted to just like buy one and just have it on tour for their, you know, and just annoy everybody. So
I didn't know that they were,
I've been like very stoked about this. They're, yeah, because the company just, I mean, it still exists, I think, but they're really hard to track down.
So Mark, part of your confidence about like leaving it unlocked and stuff, you kind of thought that a would-be thief wouldn't be able to maneuver it.
Yeah, you know, they could like push off on it, but like they would just get kind of messed up riding it, you know, and just kind of give up.
I'd be able to run them down.
You'd
be
like, oh, like, or you probably also thought like,
also I was 20.
Who would,
you know,
steal it? Like, who, like, because like you'd think like,
or 21, I think.
Like somebody probably doesn't want it because they're like don't know what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely get a lot of weird looks. And
can we take it out now?
Yeah, let's do it if you want. Yeah,
I would like to. I would like to see. I would like to record you riding on it.
Yeah, we gotta get some. And it folds.
It slides.
Oh,
it got me too.
Yeah. So I'm walking around the house just so everybody's listening still has their bearings. Nice. Oh, I might. Alex, you want to hold this? I'm going to get my phone so I can...
Alrighty. So we got... Let's see. We're coming up into the driveway.
We got a nice long driveway here, and we got the trike coming out in the darkness. Let's see.
We got Jupiter out. Was that southeast of us? In the sky.
Jupiter, like. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got up here? Oh, we got a flashing light in the sky. Could be an airplane. Could be a UFO. Probably an airplane.
Yeah, can y'all turn your phone lights on?
Yeah. Oh, we got Miles over here coming up with the light. Oh, if you hit a branch, is that... Yeah. I'm recording the sound, the whoosh sound as he passes on the trike.
You should go to the end. Come in hot and then...
Yeah, come in hot.
Really abruptly. We'll get that sound.
There's just a bunch of branches, you know. I don't want
to... You got it. You won't fall. You got three wheels.
I believe in you, Mark.
He's about to whoosh.
I like
whoosh past.
The small reflectors on this on the wheels.
Oh.
Here we go. Here he comes in the darkness. Down the lane. Oh, he's whooshing.
Did you give your shout out, Mark?
Oh, I forgot. I'm trying to collect these now. So if anyone's listening, if you know about the trikes, you want to sell me one for cheap, let me know, because I'm just going to start like...
Mark.
Yeah.
All right. We got Steve about to...
Also, yeah, if anyone that works at that company wants to give us an endorsement or anything like that, just let me know.
What company is that?
Trike. T-R-I-K-K-E.
Trike.
T-R-I-K-K-E.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
Trike. I emailed y'all like a year ago, never got back to me. Yeah, I'm looking for a bigger one, and they have a...
Oh my god! Dude, Steve almost just plowed us over. What? Oh, man.
Alex, you should try.
I was actually concerned.
Dope.
All right.
Dude, I was fucking...
Whoa, all right.
I'm a little bit nervous,
honestly.
I'll give you a lesson. All right. So, again, you got to kind of use your legs a little bit, too. So, I'm starting like this. I'm pushing off from my legs, too.
Okay.
Like you're standing
you
up, kind
stop,
of?
Though, this. You see how I'm...
So there's two brake levers, like Alex.
See that?
Yeah.
So I you give it a pump and a twist. Up.
And if you want to start just from the ground, you just do that.
Oh, shit!
See, I think it'll be a little bit intuitive for me because I do this with the ladders at work. You know, like I'll get on they're like step ladders with wheels, and I can go like, and just go down the aisle on the ladder, like, and it's a little bit similar.
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah. Let me set my gear over here.
All right.
You see what I'm doing though?
Yeah.
Woo.
So there's this piece.
I feel really weird. So it bends like that. You see how it goes?
I'm a little bit weird.
There's a piece of plywood though over there, and I'm wondering if we can build a ramp. But it's not wide enough.
I feel like,
I wonder about if you could get air in that.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So the old model that I had, had actual tires. I can go off-road a little bit.
And we are in the driveway of our friend's house.
Which is very, very dark.
Very dark.
See? Look at him go.
Damn.
What do you think?
Well, it's going backwards.
Yeah. Mark, can you do that?
Nope. Yes, it is.
I've never really felt anything like that.
Were you satisfied with that run?
Yes. What, was it not any good?
No, it was good. But yeah, I was just wondering. Because Mark,
you
was
need
just,
to do it now.
Mark and Steve were going so fast.
Well, I wasn't going fast. I
Dude,
felt
Mark,
like I was
you
going
need
really
to
fast.
Fly by us.
Do you, well.
Well,
I need like a headlight lamp or something.
Do you want to hold my phone?
Here, hold on.
Oh yeah, that I guess that's a little defeats the purpose.
Zach,
do you want to ramp over the solo stove?
Evil,
oh, shit.
Yeah, Evil Knievel flaming.
Let's go grab it with our bare hands and bring it over.
Do it. I've never done it before, but I'll try it.
Do you want to? No pressure if you don't want to. It's a little bit scary.
Here it comes.
But you should do it. I think you should do it.
There he goes.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I get nervous at the end of the drive here because it's just pitch dark, and then there's this busy road here. It's not busy, but if you popped out, there'd be like, no one's gonna expect it. No one's gonna expect a grown man to pop out on a trike in the middle of the dark.
We're on Country Club Road for the locals.
We're a little bit out in the country, kind of by a golf course.
Yeah. Hence the Country Club.
Right across the street from
the Zach. Golf course, yeah. Right across the street from
the
golf
course. Do you want
to try it?
All right, Zach's going to get on there.
Get on it.
Do you ever get golf balls in your yard out here?
No. We do get a bunch of deer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well, you have to push it off.
Yeah.
Well, real head. Real head's down. Fall, but that's okay.
How do you propel?
I don't know.
Mark says it's like skiing.
I just propelled by pushing like a skateboard. Yeah.
That's what I did too.
Yeah.
And I was going really fast. And then I used the force of the hill to just go down the hill.
There you go. Smooth.
Yeah. How does it feel?
I don't think I know quite how to propel.
Yeah, me too. I just pushed like a skateboard.
Mark looks like makes it look easy.
Well, Mark
is
a
seasoned vet.
So again, I'm leaning into it.
And then pushing dumbass.
Mark, have you ever looked at like the trike Reddit? Is there like a community?
Oh my gosh.
Oh shit. I'm sure.
I bet there is, yeah.
Like it, but in
but my plan is to buy a bunch and just get a group going.
My second question is, can you do tricks?
I used to be able to. I used to take this to a skate park.
What kind of tricks could you do?
I dropped in, dude. And then we just go around the
you
bowl.
You just carved?
Yeah, just carve in the bowl.
Miles, do you want
to
do it?
Yeah, I would like to do it.
Can you hold that?
Yes, please. Which one do you want to hold?
I'll hold both of them. All right, for you.
Thanks.
So again, see how it really, you can really lean into it. It's what it's supposed to.
Just don't hit delete.
Do not hit the delete. Yeah. Don't
do not
hit it. Delete.
I was also wondering about the brakes. Like,
they're not the best.
But like, if I did one, they're both back brakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels safe if you hit the brakes.
All right, off I go.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Here goes Miles. He's looking pretty good. He's come to a dead stop almost. There we go. And we've lost him. He's in the abyss.
Him at all.
I kind of cleared the driveway off a little bit.
Oh, he's way up there.
So he's way up there.
Is he,
oh, here he comes. Come, here he comes.
He's going to come blasting down this hill.
Damn.
If he falls, I'm going to be bummed.
Yeah, don't fall. Don't.
Oh, does he know how to stop? Yeah.
Dude, look at that picture.
Did you get any?
Nice, dude.
Dude, I got no good pictures of this.
All right, listen up. Are you happy with that run?
Yeah, that was really smooth. Mark was teaching me earlier in the parking lot at Bryant Park, but there's such a nice, smooth incline here.
Yeah.
I really felt like I was gliding.
And there's a nice, it's like enough of a hill, just like a slight hill where you feel a bit of a thrill, but it's not too terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's risk involved for sure.
Yeah. There he goes.
All right, I'm going to try and go by like unreasonably fast.
As go race the next car that comes down.
Like take it all the way up to the top of the.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Where the hell did Mark go?
He's in the street! Mark, get out of the street!
There's a car coming.
Is there like an app that you can download that measures speed, like a speedometer?
Yeah.
I bet there is.
All right.
That's so good. I see that.
Oh, I want to see.
It's like, I feel like I have trouble taking big, like that my flash is too slow. I don't know how to.
I
cryptid vibes. Total cryptid vibes.
He's in the street. I'm in the street, boys.
All right, here comes Steve, stuntman Steve.
Oh.
Dude. Crazy Steve.
He may be in over his head.
Oh, whoa! Oh, man, hit the brakes, bro!
Dude, oh my god, that would be so terrible.
It just gets fucked.
Here he comes. Alright, he's coming back. Yeah, Steve, that was really fast. Whoa! I almost knocked over the Vizzy. Not the Vizzy.
Get some good in the dark. All right, who's next?
Alex, you want to try to go again?
Yeah, I'll try again.
Try to go super fast.
I don't want to try and go. All right, I don't I don't really want to, but I will.
Can I tow you in my car with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Skitch.
Dude, somebody's gonna wipe out.
What's the nastiest spill you ever took on one of those?
This was in down Kirkwood, and I fell over the handlebars.
Ooh.
Yeah, I kind of flipped.
Did
you bonk your coconut or what, man? Did you hear? You're right on your chest.
Yeah, around my chest.
Oh!
Oh shit!
Dude, that was.
Oh my god! Hit the brake! Woo!
Oh!
Oh
shit.
No!
The cop car just drove by.
Yeah, someone called the cops on us, man. Illegal.
Yeah, I leaned backwards and I realized.
Oh yeah,
you can't lean backwards.
Triking is not a crime. Back in middle school, my mom bought me a shirt for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It was a black text on a red shirt that said punk rock is not a crime.
That's awesome. So,
yeah. She knew that I liked, like I was like listening to Millen Collin.
Oh, nice.
And like,
Green Day.
Some like Epitaph bands.
Yeah.
From back in the day, you know.
Epitaph. Classic.
Punk rock is not a crime.
Can't argue with that.
You heard him.
Okay, should I try and go fast backwards?
Yeah. Yes.
Bass backwards. Here, let me try going backwards.
Catch me.
Yeah, catch you. Catch Mark.
Yeah.
I'll fucking catch his ass. All right.
Alex the paparazzi. So you're really going to try to do backwards?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't do brakes because the
then I'll go,
will make you backwards.
Maybe I won't go like as fast as I can, but I'm going to try and go backwards. I think that'd be a good good gag.
All right.
I'm going backwards on it.
Oh, this is fun. Not ironically, I'm just very excited that I have one of these again. It's been so long. I want to get one that's closer to, you know, just like a bigger size too. So have multiple people learn how to use this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, man. I think Bloomington could be the trike capital of the Midwest.
I agree.
Start a trike revolution.
Could be the trike capital of the Midwest.
No, it couldn't.
I could throw down like $2,000 and get an electric one.
Dude. I don't think that's
get a what?
An electric one.
Not, oh, really?
They have electric one, yeah.
Oh!
All right.
Well,
yeah, well, I mean, we could wrap up the show. We did the show.
Here
I
go.
He's going backwards into the street.
Let's check on that fire.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's check on the fire.
And then we'll go full circle on the fire.
Yeah, let's go full circle. I want to drink a bunch of beers. Or one more beer. One more beer.
Dude, the fire smells good.
It's still raging.
I'm impressed by this fire pit, honestly. The smokeless fire pit. I've never heard of it, and it's like definitely a good invention. Like something I've always wanted. Haven't you always wanted a smokeless fire pit?
I didn't even know I needed it until it existed.
I've always known that I needed it, and I didn't know it existed.
We had a fire in Miles' backyard one time where the flame was got 15 feet high.
Oh yeah, we put the Christmas tree in. Yeah, it was in March.
And it was it was like touching the tree above the fire.
One other thing about camping, I hate when your clothes smell like smoke.
I like the smell of campfire on clothes. Cigarettes, not good. Campfire, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trash fire, not good. Incense, even, not great.
What kind of experiences around trash fires have you had?
Every time I'm burning trash. It was something that occurred a lot more in my youth, in my younger youth.
Your younger youth or like your teenage years?
I'm still youthful. So yeah, teenage years, childhood. You guys never burned trash when you were teenagers?
No.
No, yeah, I don't think that's like a common teenage experience per se. But
maybe I'll edit that out.
So where can we check out more info about Jackie Boy? The new LP on Darling Records.
We put out a record earlier this year called Mush, and it's on Bandcamp, Spotify. You can buy the records from darlingrecordings.com. What else?
Just want to say we just recently played three shows in a row with a band called Rex Tycoon, and they were super nice.
And with
shouts out to Rex Tycoon, they're
the
good.
Damien
I met
band.
Them. Nice.
Damien band.
If you haven't listened to Damien's record, it's amazing, and the live band is blew me away. It's my first time seeing the Damien band this Thursday. It was awesome. But yeah. And anyway, other than that, I'm hoping to play some shows next year on the West Coast and whatever we can get. I'm trying to get the Greta Van Fleet plug to open for them. That's not going so well, but.
I've got one question before you go. Is Jackie Boy a Bloomington band?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. I'd say so.
All right. Thank you. It's a beautiful day in the Gulch.